Spanish police say they have killed five people in the town of Cabrils to stop a second attempted van attack after an earlier one in Barcelona killed more than 13 people and injured dozens. Stefan Boss reports that authorities say both attacks appear to have been organised by the same group and that the Spanish Prime Minister has declared 3 days of mourning.
People panic as the resort town of Cabrils turns briefly into a war zone. Spanish police shoot and kill five suspects who are apparently carrying bomb belts. Security forces rush to the scene after at least seven people, including a police officer, were wounded when a car was driven into a group early on Friday. One was in critical condition. Spanish media reported that the attacker's vehicle overturned, and when the men got out, they were quickly fired upon by police. A series of controlled explosions was then carried out in this town, some 120 kilometers or 102 miles south of Barcelona, where more than a dozen people were killed in a separate attack. In Barcelona, ambulances and other emergency services vehicles were seen speeding through the streets after a van drove into crowds of pedestrians at Las Ramblas, in the city centre late Thursday. The Islamic State group was quick to claim responsibility for the attack in Barcelona. It said its soldiers carried out the operation in response to calls for targeting coalition states, referring to a United States-led coalition against the Sunni militant group. Witness Francisco Centeno described what happened.
There was just crying, cops just bringing people out. I saw a sales gentleman lead a group of people out. And, the way we were walking, all of a sudden we're caught in this crowd of people and we're walking off the direction, kind of in a bit of flood of people. And there's just people screaming and crying around us. So we knew not to walk toward that direction. It was very obvious to tell.
The authorities are now linking the attacks in Barcelona and the later one in Cambrils with an explosion at a house on Wednesday evening in the town of Alzenar that left one person dead. Police were continuing to search for the driver of the van used in the Barcelona attack, who fled on foot. Police also released a photo of a man named as Dries Albakir, whose documents were used to rent the van involved in the attack. However, latest reports say the Morocco-born man, who is in his 20s, told police he was not involved and that his documents were stolen. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has called it a jihadist attack and declared 3 days of mourning across Spain. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.